The news story was surprising in two ways. One, that police accused three young people of taking things like a purse and keys from others at a public Martin Luther King Day celebration at the Krannert Center on the University of Illinois campus. Two, that the news story that appeared right after their arrests reported that the three were facing burglary charges. When laypersons, or even some lawyers, hear a word like burglary, they might think immediately of a home or an office, some place where a burglar enters stealthily through a window under the cover of darkness, takes some stuff, and then exits out the same window. That's classic cartoon burglary. What's a burglar alarm for, after all, to ward off such activity? But the burglary statute in Illinois, at least, is much broader. Here's key language. A person commits burglary when, without authority, he knowingly enters or, without authority, remains within a building, house trailer, watercraft, aircraft, motor vehicle, railroad car, or any part thereof with intent to commit a felony or theft. In other words, in the right case, all that a prosecutor must prove is that the defendant entered a building with the intent to take something that belonged to another. That building doesn't have to be a home, and it doesn't have to be dark outside. As for the public part, an Illinois court in 1966 decided that the word building meant places that were permanent and designed for the habitation or shelter of people, animals, or property, an interpretation large enough to include large public buildings. 20 years later, a second court suggested that it was well established that a burglary could indeed occur in a building that was open to the public at the time of the crime. While a public space may seem inconsistent with burglary, judges have decided that only members of the public who have the best intentions are welcome in public buildings. Authority to enter a public building, then, as one court put it, extends only to those persons who enter for the reasons the building is open. If there's a criminal purpose formulated at some point, then that welcoming authority would be lacking. That means that even an assistant manager who had the keys to a business and unlocked a door with those keys could be charged with burglary. Through all this, a major sticking point in public building burglaries is proving that the accused had the correct intent. The evidence can be circumstantial and based on behavior, because defendants, of course, would rarely admit that they were thinking criminal thoughts at entry or otherwise. So yes, a public building can be burgled, and that's not the only unusual thing about the word building within the Illinois burglary statute. Courts have decided that it includes a car wash, a tool shed, a cloth tent, and a parked trailer. In Illinois, one can even burgle a telephone booth, though Clark Kent would surely lack the necessary intent. I'm Amy Guida.